Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was obviously disappointed, months ago, when the jury found him, not guilty of the hate crime. I obviously thought that it was a hate crime. I prosecuted as such. So, I was a little disappointed back then. I'm still just disappointed. But, I respect and accept the jury's decision. And, Mr. Calhoun was, sentenced today. We had asked for jail time. We didn't get the jail time, but, I respect the judge as well as the jury. The big thing, obviously, is that Mr. Calhoun was found guilty of a crime. He was found guilty of menacing. And I'm glad that he was found guilty of that. And hopefully that provided some justice to the victim here.
You mentioned that this was, in your opinion, a hate crime. What do you tell to people who are backing the Black Lives Movement, who took part in protests, that maybe there is a double standard between white suspects and African American suspects in a case like this?
Well, I would say to everyone, quite frankly, that in its purest form, okay. Justice is not about wins and losses, all right? So, this is more than a baseball game here, Tom. It's not just about wins and losses. In this case right here, Mr. Calhoun was indicted by my office. He was brought to trial on hate crime charges by my office, all right? And he went through the prosecutorial process. His case was brought in front of a jury. 12 individuals heard all the evidence. So, the victim got justice in the sense that it went through the process properly, and it was a fair and impartial process, okay? At the end of the day, he was found guilty of menacing and not the hate crime. But again, I don't judge justice only by wins and losses. Obviously, I don't think that the victim got full justice here because I really thought it was a hate crime. But I do think that the victim and those who are watching, okay, and those who were her supporters and were protesting on her behalf, need to recognize that. There was justice in the process here, and there was some justice in, him getting found guilty of a crime, obviously.
Part of the sentencing, his pistol license remained suspended, is that correct?
Correct. So his license was suspended ever since the date of the arrest, all right? So he's got to go back to Niagara County now and renew that. So he'll have to handle that in Niagara County because that's the original county that he got it from. Yeah, and he got a 3-year order protection, which obviously he can't go near the victim for 3 years, and then he'll have probation as well.
How much jail time do you think would have been appropriate in this case?
Well, I said I'm not going to pick a number. He was facing up to a year. We asked for jail time. I don't think there's a set number that obviously, would have been appropriate or not appropriate. When you're dealing with misdemeanors, you're dealing with just a year with actual good time, you know, where it comes out to be less than a year at the end of it, all right? And it's just local jail. And there's a lot of different ways that people can do it. They can do it for full straight time. They can do weekends, all right? So listen here, any jail time, you know, obviously I felt was appropriate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.